Final game between the Pirates and Reds. Tyler Mahle making his Major League debut. We'll take it to the top of the fourth as he squares off against John Easy J. Jaso.
The 0-1. Ground ball fair down the first baseline. Kicks off the railing away from Schembler. Two runs are going to score, and it is a 2-1 Pirate lead on a seeing-eye double right over the first base bag by Jaso.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Hit hard, hit up the middle by McCutchen. That's a base hit. Here comes a runner racing around third. He will score. That's Starling Marte. McCutchen gets the better of Tyler Mahle in this AB, and the Pirates add to their lead. It's now 3-1. Lead sings off. Big Juan Nicasio delivers, and that's popped up by Scooter into shallow center, and out goes the shortstop, and what a play. Sean Rodriguez circled that thing, looked up, looked down, fell backwards, caught the ball, and hung on to it to retire Scooter Jeanette. Marte, line drive left center. That's down for a hit. Diaz will score. Freeze will score. And just like that, three batters into the top of the ninth. It is now 5-2 Pittsburgh. The pitch. And a ground ball to the shortstop. Rodriguez has it. They go to second. Get the force out. And the game is over.
Brian Price and the Reds unable to pull it off against the Pirates on Sunday as they lose 5-2. Here's Price on the loss.
I liked it. I liked how he came after, you know, after their lineup. You know, the inning where they scored the two runs was a walk and a hit by pitch and then a ball that's, you know, shoots right down the line. I thought he was poised. I thought he commanded the fastball. I got underneath the ball a little bit and the ball came up in the zone and started to miss some locations. Mac went out there, had a good meeting. But, I like what I saw.
Offensively, one extra base hit that had a huge opportunity there in the third inning. It really hurt you.
Yeah, you know what stands out? You know, Tyon with the bases loaded was able to throw a 1-0 curveball to Duvall to get himself back in the count. And he had a 2-0 changeup, I think was a changeup to Scooter. With the bases loaded, those are gutty pitches to make right there, you know, with no room for error as far as falling too deep behind and base on balls, walks in a run. And he made big pitches. I mean, that's the one thing. Now, that's a game that was there for us to win. We didn't do it. You know, it was there. It was really sitting there for us to win. We just weren't able to take advantage of the opportunities we had.
Next 2 Mondays you get off. How big is that?
Off days, I think, are good. You know, just the run of 37 and 38. Bullpen's been taxed a good part of the year. We've been rotating players up and down, or pitchers up and down in large part. Always have a fresh bullpen. So the days off in September, I think, are going to play well for us, including the one tomorrow.
Tyler Mahle gets the loss, but a solid Major League debut nonetheless. He goes 5 innings, allowing 3 runs on 4 hits and strikes out 5. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, no, it's definitely wild. The strike zone seemed the same as AAA. I know it's a difference from AA to AAA, but here, I mean, it's the same thing. I even got some calls to go my way. But for the most part, I was just... especially with my fastball, is really wild.
You always hear guys say that they learn so much from their first experience after on the mound. What did you take away from this?
Just to slow everything down. I was getting a little too fast out there, and I do like to work fast, but I found myself just leaking out forward, and then I was dropping my elbow, just maybe working too fast, and they even tried to slow me down with calling time and stuff, but that didn't. That wasn't a reason for me being wild or anything. I just think I got a little sped up there in the third or fourth.
Were you as nervous as you thought you would be going in?
Before I started stretching and everything, not outside but in here, I was a little nervous. Just felt a little weird, like something wasn't right. And then once I got out there and started playing catch and everything was fine.
What can you take from this start to kind of build out?
Just know that it's the same game. And, the first 3 innings were, they felt good, and just to know that I could do that. Once I start getting wild, obviously, and walking guys, then things are going to go downhill like they did. But it's good to know, see some of the swings that guys took, and see that I was able to found the zone early, and I'm seeing that it's the same games.
Things resume on Tuesday for the Reds. They'll host the Mets for a series in Cincinnati.